Altered Images on Wild Coast Radio. Happy Birthday brings us to 8 o'clock. And Pierre de Chamois was there before. And that's how we get to the news at 8. In your top stories at this hour, the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry will deliberate on Brown Mokgotsi. The ATM welcomes the declassification of the ARPID report on Pala Pala. And Kusatu says proposed labour law amendments will strengthen the rights of workers. The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry will deliberate on Brown Mokgotsi's appearance before the commission tomorrow. Mokgotsi failed to appear before the commission yesterday and later submitted a medical certificate. The commission has expressed concern before about witnesses who do not attend its hearings and submit medical certificates claiming to be unwell. Mokgotsi has been implicated in allegations of interfering in police investigations and working with criminal syndicates. The ATM says the declassification of the report on Pala Pala is long overdue. The acting Minister of Police, Feroz Khochalia, has announced that the Independent Police Investigative Directorate report into Pala Pala will now be declassified. The report focused on the conduct of police officers who were involved in the Pala Pala housebreaking investigation. The ATM says the party will ensure that the report is subjected to public scrutiny. Convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester's lawyers will continue their battle to have him moved back to a prison in Gauteng. The lawyers will bring an urgent application to the Pretoria High Court today, asking for Bester to be moved out of the Ebongweni Super Maximum Correctional Facility in Kokstad. Bester claims that it is difficult for him to consult with his lawyers while he is at the facility. This is his second attempt to be brought back to Gauteng after the court dismissed the first last month. The mayor of the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality in the Eastern Cape, Babalwa Lobishe, has accused members of a party, the ANC, of ill discipline. Lobishe says these members are entertaining allegations of corruption against her. The mayor faces allegations of illegally transferring a state-owned transformer to a private company and receiving questionable sums of money. She claims that party members have since isolated her and shown ill discipline. Kusatu says proposed labour law amendments will strengthen the rights of workers. The cabinet has approved public hearings on the draft labour regulations and labour law amendment bills. Trade unions and the government have deliberated over the proposed amendments since 2022. Kusatu's parliamentary coordinator Matthew Parks says they have defeated proposals that aimed to weaken the rights of workers. And international news, at least six American citizens are being detained in Iran. Reuters reports that there are fears that Iran will use American citizens who are trapped in the country as bargaining chips in the war with America and Israel. America and Israel launched attacks against Iran on Saturday and killed the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and other officials. Iran has since retaliated with attacks against Israel and American assets in the Gulf region. Financials, gold selling at $5,367, 1 cent a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent, $79.64, $1 US, R16.10, the British pound, R21.56, and the euro, R18.82, a Bitcoin, $68,169.59. And that's all for this bulletin.
Wild Coast Radio.
Do you remember that summer? I never thought of you as a lover. You've always known me better than I know myself. We spent most nights than there was before. So let's take it a little by little.